Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration, or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to a super special episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. We are going to do something totally different because I've got a couple guys that one guy I've known for years and years, and another guy that is partners with him, and apparently he vouches. We've been talking masterminds over the last couple weeks personally, and there was just a ton of value that was happening. And I said, you know what? I have a microphone. I've got literally dozens of people that listen to it. Let's get together and share the value of this stuff with Cleaning Nation. So we've got two guys on the phone with me today. One's good looking, one's smart. I'll let you figure out which is which by the end. It should be very apparent. The first one is my friend Walter Badgerby. He can tell you how to actually say it. I've only known him for years, and I know it starts with a B. This Yahoo sold his last business for 8 figures. That's over 10 million American dollars for all of you with a public school education like myself. He's a Gulf War veteran. Not golf. He was nominated Marketer of the Year by some very smart people, and he's got a passion to help small businesses like you and I succeed. His partner in crime is Sam Ferentes. I'm almost positive I got that wrong as well. This guy started in the financial industry as a futures trader in Chicago. He's built 3 businesses in 3 different industries. I think some of them were actually quite successful. Believe it or not, he's a member of the Screen Actors Guild and graduate of the Second City Conservatory Program. If any of you guys are into comedy or know anything or have been in the Chicago area, you know that's a big, fat, huge deal. And he currently shares Walter's passion to help owners of businesses live the life that they want. Both of these guys are the co-founders of the Driving Force Company. They recently shared the stage with Marcus Lemonis at a business growth event that Driving Force put on. If you want to get a hold of either or both of them to heckle, get good feedback, or follow up on any of the genius you're going to hear today, you can reach out to them at www.drivingforcecompany.com. Fellas, welcome to the show.
Dude, thanks so much for having us, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Glad to have you, brother. Glad to have you, Sam. And just so we can get the names and voices straight, Walter, why don't you say hey so everyone gets to know and love your fine baritone, my friend.
Right. That's me. And I do want to tell you, I'm a bit disappointed that you told us this is an audio interview. You wouldn't even let us be on video today. So appreciate that, you taking such good care of us, buddy. I thought we knew each other for years. You won't even let us get on video. So anyway, I'm going to send you a picture of some really smart looking stud from Hollywood for my picture when you put this on the video. And because you apparently won't let me even be on the video for this. So I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you.
So Cleaning Nation, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can see this podcast show notes page. I will post a picture of Walter and Sam personally, and I'll let you as a community vote and tell me if I made the right decision, right? If you go, you know what? You're so much better looking than these fellas. It would have been ridiculous to have them on video and just really kind of discombobulated and confused. Let me know. And of course, if you think that I'm mistaken and these good-looking fellas should have had all of the camera time, I will admit when I'm wrong. So Cleaning Nation, this is your chance to step up and speak up and say if Walter should have been allowed video time or if me and my great wisdom made the right choice by just cutting them off and going audio only. With that accent, buddy, you should be glad that you got the audio, not be complaining about lack of video.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Man, I'm so glad that he's a close friend of yours. I would hate to think if he was an enemy, what would happen?
He wouldn't even talk to me. He wouldn't even talk to me then.
That is my awful, disgusting, horrible habit, is I invite people that I love onto the show and treat them terribly. So it's kind of like back in grade school, right? I only pulled the pigtails of the girls that I like. So the more I pick on you, the more you know that there's nothing but love in my heart, my friends. And there will be lots of love because I'm ready to abuse. I've got both barrels loaded. Walter and I have had a good relationship of picking on one another for years, and it won't stop just because we've got the mic running. All right, Sam, do you want to add anything to the introduction or say anything in Clean Nation before we dive into masterminds and why people should care and why it's just such a big deal of kind of common thread of successful folks.
No, I love it here, and I want to tell all six people that are on the phone here, listening, just how powerful a mastermind is, and how you see all these successful business owners always seem to be part of a mastermind, and why others are always constantly on the hamster wheel, you know, never getting anywhere. So, you know, quick little story, you know, when Walter and I got together, it was, you know, we're at an event. We saw this one guy really, really struggling, and he's sitting there with something that he purchased for like $3,000 was going to be the answer to his dreams. And he had it all laid out at this big table. And we walked by each other, kind of looked at him. And you know, I walked over to the guy, talked to him, and then, you know, waved Walter over. And we sat with him for over an hour and figured out, you know, afterwards, this guy was profusely thanking us. We were able to help this guy. I mean, his family, you know, money, everything was on the line for this guy. And he just put his hopes and dreams in this product. And once we got out of, you know, all the sizzle that was part of this thing and dug into the steak part of this program and helped him out, we realized, you know, what we're capable of doing together. And that's kind of how this whole thing started to grow. And now we've helped hundreds of business owners be able to grow, live the lifestyle they want, and do some great work out there.
Well, actually, let's just kind of back it up and talk about how Walter and I met. We were both invested in a mastermind. It's so funny. Probably one of the biggest frustrations I have with this community, I'm talking to you, Cleaning Nation, is the people that are most successful, and you would say, they don't need the help. They've got it down. They're very successful. They're growing like crazy. Those are the people flocking to one-on-one training, certainly to mastermind groups, to kind of knowing and understanding they need a community around them of like-minded, successful people. The flip side is the people that are desperate to succeed and desperately need help and are just on the wrong track. They don't have time. They don't have money. They're not willing to make the investment of pain and sacrifice, right? Money costs, time costs, prioritizing one thing over another. You know, sitting talking business with people that you respect for a weekend as opposed to hanging out on the golf course is a very different choice with very different results. So Walter and I, you know, I was the knucklehead that absolutely needed to be there. Walter at the time, I think, had just sold his big business that we kind of talked about. And I'm, you know, I hate to say nice things, and if you say I said it, I'll deny it, Walter. But I don't think he needed to be there. He didn't have a direct need. He didn't have a, hey, I'm making this thing, I'm building this thing, I need your help. He was just in the mode of, I don't know how to continue being me without this constant learning. And I forget the price, but I think it was over 30 grand a year. The mastermind that we're in, I know it was over 20. And we were both there, and I was just starting this, right? I don't even think I had picked owners of cleaning companies my niche yet. So I was just starting this, and I knew I needed to learn from people a lot smarter than me. And there were a ton of people in the room with all different backgrounds, but the thread that ran through everybody was they're all successful. So, and I'm guessing there's a lot of people that wouldn't afford it, wouldn't spend the time, that were at home, that are probably about the same spot they were then. But I met Walter, it's been years, and I've had him on the podcast. If I need something, he's the guy I call, vice versa. And then I met Sam, who, another super influential guy, I'd love to know. I don't know that if I just called him and said, hey, Sam, hang out with me on my podcast for 23 minutes or however long this is going to be, he'd have signed up for it. But because I knew Walter, we were in the mastermind, and Walter can say, oh, Mike's good, right? I met him through this place. People don't spend 20, 30, 40 grand investment in a year on a mastermind unless they're legit human beings. So this whole thing that we're doing has come about by a mastermind. I would love to hear kind of the same story from your perspective, Walter, and from your Sam, if I could.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's all about getting out of your comfort zone. And at that point, when we met, you're right, I just sold a business even months later that I had sold it and was looking for the next venture. Some of the best advice I got out of that group initially was to just take some time off and let it come to you. So that's exactly what I did. And a big part of that group was to help those other guys who hadn't gotten to that point yet and see if I could help them get there where I had been. And, you know, the part I do love about the mastermind, one of the many things I love about the mastermind is that close bond, that close relationship you get in there when you leave yourself vulnerable, get in that room and expose the things that you typically try to hide from others and only show the shiny part of your business. But in those masterminds, you get in there and you show the kind of the dirty part of your business, the things you need the most help with. And then, you know, someone can help you do those things and get it taken care of and get it solved, whatever problems you haven't solved. So I really love that closeness that comes from that sharing of that you know, that vulnerability you come across with in those masterminds. And, you know, Mike, you know, we joke all the time, but I think that's really what bonds you and I together so much, that we shared those things way back then, helped each other in many ways. And that's kind of what's built this relationship and allowed us to continue to be friends, even though you do suck at foosball. That is, you know, I look past that and I, you know, I look towards helping you with your business and you help me with mine.
Yeah. And I got to say, it's funny that, I don't know about you guys, if you're like me, you probably got that, I don't know, 12 to 24 people on your phone that when they call, you pick up, right? Like my wife, certainly my son, my older one, my two-year-old doesn't have a phone. He's, you know, fingers.
You know 12 people?
No, 12 people know me. I don't know anybody. Okay. I stay at home like a hermit.
Six of them are on the call.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, good. Well played, Sam, waiting in the back, just waiting for his moment, and then bam, with the
set up and payoff, buddy. That's comedy. Set up and payoff.
Well played, sir. See, I'm the noob. I'm the guy just trying to, you know, sing and dance up here. Sam's like, I'll wait for my moment. I'll come. It'll be the big one. But I would say three or four of those guys from that one mastermind 2 or 3 years ago, you know, gosh, I mean, a lot of it's business, of course, but some of it's not. I don't know, Walter, if you remember Jeff, adopted a baby like 3 months after we did. Yeah. And we had gone through all this experience, good and bad. We're able to share a ton with him. And it's funny, our babies actually share the exact same birthday. So every year we call Jeff and wish his baby a happy birthday and vice versa. And that's on one end. And then on the other end is Walter. I think I've had you on a podcast before, the Freaking Genius podcast. And you kind of met Sam through, I mean, and I think you're probably doing business with at least one or two of the people from the mastermind and probably have three or four of them on that kind of short list on your phone of guys or gals that I take calls from because I know them at this level. I couldn't have gotten to know them at really any other way. Is that the case for you or am I just the only crazy person out here?
No, you're 100% right. That's exactly where it is. I mean, this close relationship goes well beyond just a mastermind and continues for years afterwards. So, you know, we were in that mastermind almost 6 years ago and still here we are still talking today about some of the same topics and helping each other with some of the same businesses that we were working on then. So this is something that not only can you start and get you really involved with someone during the mastermind, but it continues for years and years and years later. And, you know, it's funny that I still talk to people that don't understand what a mastermind really is or how it works or, you know, is this some kind of newfangled way to for businesses to get together? And I don't think they realize that this thing has been running, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, I think our founding fathers were parts of masterminds, you know, Junto Group with Benjamin Franklin way back in the 1700s, you know, he started this thing for the government. And then it's worked in businesses such as Firestone and Henry Ford. And those guys got together with the Vagabonds and had a mastermind to help them do it. So it's not something new. It's something that's been always been around as far as I can concerned. I would say always because that was hundreds of years ago. That's way always, but it's not something new. It's something that's been around and has been effective for them. So I'm sure it can be effective for you too if you choose to participate in one.
So let me ask you a question because I see this all the time. There's a couple kinds of masterminds, and I think it's natural for successful people to want to connect with other successful people. Like I don't know that I ever got maybe I did get taught it, but before I did, I just knew there were people smarter than me out there that had done things that I wanted to do and probably made a bunch of mistakes I'd like to avoid, and I always wanted to connect with them. That was inherent. But the form that would take, it took me a long time to kind of figure out. Hopefully, the three of us are going to be able to help you guys out there expedite that process. Now, that said, I've seen a couple ways of doing it. I'd love your take on both. One is kind of the free mastermind, right? Benefit is, it's free. I can start right now. I'm just going to get 5 or 8 or 10 guys, all of us that share a passion, right? Maybe we all own cleaning companies. Maybe none of us own cleaning companies, but we all have different businesses, but it's something that we're passionate about, right? It's not just a passing interest, but something we're willing to invest time and money in. I've seen, and I've got my experience, but I want to kind of get your feedback before I share mine. Guys, gals, try to put that together. Like, I don't need to spend $30,000 on a mastermind or whatever the cost may be. I could just put it together myself. And I like that, right? I think it's better than nothing. But can you kind of break down your experience or your feedback of doing a mastermind kind of on your own or rogue without a leader, without some sort of paid commitment versus, you know, laying down what could be a painful amount of money? And for some people listening, maybe that's $1,000 or $2,000 a year. And there's some heavy hitters out there that might be investing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in this kind of group relationship. But can you just kind of either one of you that want to speak up, share your experience with both the paid, the free, and the pros and cons of each?
Yeah, I mean, I'll jump in here real quick. And this is something that we actually talk about in our inner circle program, is creating your inner and outer circle. And that's kind of creating a bit of a mastermind of people around you. So with us, I mean, if you have an established business and you're looking to grow and things aren't going right or things are going well, you want to surround yourself with amazing minds. When you're just starting out, or, you know, this is, and we've known people that kind of just get other business owners in their community together and get together and have coffee, you know, once a week. This is what we discuss about creating your inner and outer circle of keep getting feedback of, you know, what's going on in your business, what's going on in their business. Then you get to, you know, where it's going to be 25, 30,000, you know, very structured. And you're looking at things like what you and Walter did in your mastermind. That outcome was completely different because you're paying an X amount to be in there. You have the same type of business owner in that room with the same outcomes. So you want to be learning off of them. So the one that's going to be free, it's going to be basically your friends and family getting together, you know, coffee once a week, bouncing ideas off each other and having that, which I think is great. Always, you know, we always have an abundance of ideas that we can turn into a vision, and then we have great stories behind it. But when you get into the bigger level, stuff that you guys are doing, stuff that we're doing at our mastermind level, these are for established business owners that want to surround themselves with smart business owners and learn from different industries what's working, what's not working, to be able to grow.
You know, couldn't agree more. Walter, yeah. any thoughts?
Yeah, here's my take on it. And, you know, I could be wrong, but I'm not. And I even checked with my wife, so I know I'm not. So I know, you know, when there's no incentive to keep the group together, when there's no financial incentive, it's definitely one way. It doesn't hold together very long. It's usually a short-lived, and the participants drop in and out all the time. So it's difficult to keep it structured and productive for a long period. And the issue is, yeah, you certainly can do it for free and get people together. But the reality in human nature says that if there's no incentive for me to continue to do it, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to keep doing it. So unfortunately, sometimes it does take money to be an incentive to drive you to keep going to those meetings. I know if it wasn't 30 grand and if it was free, I don't know that I've always flown all over the country like we did for our masterminds to make sure I'm a part of it. I always got value out of it, but I know that when I'm working in the business, I could always find excuses why I would not go to a meeting. You know, this week I'm too busy, or, you know, it's $2,000 to fly me and my wife out there, plus hotel fees and all this. There's always reasons not to do it, but the money always gives us an incentive to be a part of that. The time I do see it works somewhat, it's kind of like what you and I do, Mike, is that once we've paid to be together and seen some great value from each other, then after we've done the paid version, we tend to stay in touch because we see value by being together and by masterminding on our own. But I don't think at first it doesn't usually work. It's not nearly as effective if you don't pay for it. That's my take on it.
So funny, all three of us have totally different backgrounds and experiences, and on this particular subject, and again, I'm sure there's a lot of things, Walter, go one way, I go another, and Sam find a third way. But on this one, I've had the exact same thing, and it works for one-on-one coaching. I have so many people, friends, family that know what I do, and I'm sure you guys will laugh because you probably get this the same thing. Like, hey, Mike, I'm just starting a business, or I'm doing this, and I know you've had a ton of success. Can I take you to lunch and
pick your brain?
Yeah. I know you guys can finish that sentence because you've heard it 1,000 times. So, you know, I try to be a good guy, believe it or not. And, you know, for the first 136 times, it was, yeah, sure, for sure. And we'd go out and I'd give them a full, you know, just the full everything, just what I would do for a paid client. And 3 months later, you know, I'd wait for them to call and say, hey, Mike, I did it and it's working. It's fantastic. Or I tried this and it didn't work. Any sort of follow-up, 0% of the time would I get that. And 3 months later, hey, you know, Dave, Brian, Susie, what's going on? Like, how's it going? Waiting for something like, oh, well, it this and it that and it didn't go, blah, blah, blah. And literally 0%. I don't think I've had a single lunch that paid off for the person that, you know, I got my free lunch and got to catch up with somebody and they got nothing. Whereas with my one-on-one folks at pay, it's a whole different outcome, right? There's leverage. When I say do this, they're like, well, there's some pain. I paid to listen to this guy. So it's the same thing like what Walter said. I don't know about you guys. It's so funny. Sometimes it's like other things I need to do. The mastermind's coming up and I'm in Phoenix. This particular one Walter and I shared was in Atlanta. And it's like, God bless it. I got to get on the plane. I got to get sitting. Yeah, am I going to take my wife? Is she going to stay? How are we going to get together? But it's just always a huge headache. And if I hadn't paid the large amount, I bet you half the events I probably wouldn't have gone to. And the ones I did go to, when you guys, you know, smack me on the head like you did and go, wrong direction, stop this, do that. Why listen? Who cares? Why is your opinion better, more value than mine? But when I know that everybody paid the same price, right? So I know that, well, you know, because you never know. So everyone talks a big game. I did this, I did that. But it's nice to have that third party going, the one thing I can assure you is these guys all wrote a big check to be here. So when Walter says, I just sold an 8-figure business, and I go, is this guy full of crap? Can I listen to him? I go, well, we know he's full of crap, but at least I know some of the stuff he said he's done. So all that to say, yeah, it's not that there's zero value to be had if you're not paying, but there is something oddly magical about paying. And if the question is how much, it's got to be painful, right? So for me, it's got to be enough. Like, I've got some money, but I don't have enough money to throw 20, 30, 40 grand at something and then not do it. I just don't have that much money. So I think for me, and what I found is it's got to be painful. So it can be cheaper. But if it's a lot of money to you and there's leverage, you're like, if I don't do this, I can't walk away from that money and not get a return. For me, that's what's a lot of turning point. Thoughts?
Yeah. Well, what do you think? So we talk about money being one of the obstacles to not participating, but I don't know that that's the true obstacle. I know it's not. I know that if we had to, I could find a mastermind that I could afford at some level, and I would find the money to be a part of that. And the only reason I wouldn't do it, and probably the reason many people don't do it, is because they don't believe it's necessarily going to work. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the information is going to be good, or that the advice they're going to get in the mastermind is going to be crap and just, you know, no one can help them. I think people also have a lot of self-doubt that they realize that, well, even with all this advice, I may not be able to actually take action and do anything with it. I don't have enough self-confidence to know that this mastermind is going to help me, regardless of the value it's provided others. And so I think it's a lot of self-doubt. But, you know, the money's part of it. But I really think that you can find some mastermind group somewhere to be a part of and afford that. So I don't think it's necessarily the money that you do that stops you. That's the true obstacle that stops you from participating.
I think the money is a representation of the commitment level. So what they're really saying, yeah, I think you and I are saying the same thing on different sides of the coin. What they're really saying is, I'm not willing to, you know, for me, parting with money is painful. I'm a cheap bastard. So I'm not willing to endure that pain. I don't think the upside is going to be such that it makes sense. So it's not that the money is this magical thing. And that, again, that's why the money, it could be a nickel, it could be half a million. It's just got to be enough where it's painful to you. And it's funny because there's that dividing wall. If it's free, or if it was so cheap to Walter where he's like, that money meant nothing to me, his commitment level is going to be lower. So I think, again, the money isn't this magic thing, but I think it's got to be enough money where you're like, I am committed because I paid this money. And guess what? The money was a barrier. The people that say they're committed, oh, I'll do anything, I'm in, I'm going to grow, I'll do whatever. Okay, great. Write a check for this amount and buy a plane ticket and book a hotel. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not, you know, it kind of separates the talkers from the doers, right? So it's not that the money's magic, but money, I think, oftentimes represents commitment. Like, you've heard that old thing. Like, if you show me your calendar, where you spend your time, and your checkbook, where you spend your money, I can tell you exactly who you are. And I think in this case, that's very true. Thoughts?
Well, I'd like to have your checkbook if you don't mind. I could definitely take your checkbook. And you are a cheap bastard. I agree with you. Also, the part that stops you from participating in your mastermind is you mentioned buying a plane ticket, but first you got to put on your shoes, Mike. So that's step one for you to get out of your house. And so
I'm going to have to disagree.
Part of it is.
Go ahead, but I don't even have to put on my pants. I got boxers and a smile, and I'm good, baby. This is Phoenix. Go ahead.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. There is just too much good stuff to put into one episode, so we split it into two. Tune in on Thursday for the continuation of this special episode with guests Walter Bergeron and Sam Frentis. We'll see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.